your world just suddenly stops on a dime. The world as you know it is no more. It's never the same again.
His husband, Tom, a well-respected physician, was diagnosed with the rarest form of lymphoma, already in the fourth and final stage. Sid wasn't given little hope her husband would live. She was given no hope.
We had gone there with hopes that they could do something, but he told us there was no radiation, there was no chemotherapy, that they would not try anything. He said, "We will not touch you. Just go home."
Things quickly went from bad to worse.
The physician told us that day that if it attacked a major organ, that he would probably only last about 3 months. And the very next day, his kidneys were attacked.
For all practical purposes, once you have the extensive stage disease of this, the odds are approaching zero that you'll be disease-free.
Well, I saw Dr. contract a debilitating disease that progressively consumed his life and his health to the point where I expected him truly to die.
What you're about to see is home video of Tom speaking weekly to his church. Watch as his body rapidly deteriorates.
His condition worsened day by day. Mentally, I was fighting because I was so physically exhausted. He began to spit up blood. When this started happening, it was just like the clock was ticking. And his physicians did not think that he would live.
He's been attacking my body now for almost a year. For over a year, he's been attacking my body. Today is the day that you need to take time to thank God for the very blessing of your life. When you get like me, there's not going to be time.
But perhaps the most heart-wrenching part of his ordeal were the grotesque tumors that grew all over his body.
You could just almost watch the tumors grow. They just went from marble size to golf ball size to finally like apple size on his neck. He was just totally at everyone's mercy. He could do nothing for himself, nothing.
Doctors gave Tom zero chance of living the next few weeks. Sid held fast to the one source that gave her strength and pulled her through each day, her faith in Jesus Christ. And although she wanted God to heal Tom, it was apparent that God was about to walk her through the loss of a loved one. She knew it was the end, but had one nagging question.
God, where are you? Where are you? Do you see us? And you know he does. But when it goes on day after day and week and month, you just think, God, where are you?
The answer to Sid's question was that God was right there. We'd like to show you another side of Tom Renfro's seemingly inevitable story of death. And this side includes a small congregation that would not give up.
They prayed 40 days and 40 nights. They took 2 days off for a weekend, and they went back into prayer for 40 days. And I would call and I'd say, he's struggling to breathe. He's so sick. His fever's so high. His kidneys have failed. And they would begin to pray with me and stand with me in faith.
Sid witnessed the most powerful intercession she'd ever seen.
He had several thousand patients, and they were all praying. And he was just well known in our community. And we had contacted religious groups. We knew that people around the world were praying for us, and that was a strength to us many times when our own strength was waning.
In a last-ditch effort to give Tom a few more weeks, chemotherapy was administered. It was only to prolong Tom's life through Christmas. But a miracle unfolded. The tumors melted away. Gone. No more cancer.
Occasionally, you see things you don't have good explanations for. His first round of chemotherapy, we were seeing responses in a matter of hours where these lymph nodes were shrinking. I've never seen a response like this before. It was a rather dramatic experience.
I felt that Tom was miraculously cured, and that through his faith, God worked in his life to preserve his life for his good.
After 2 weeks, Tom stood in front of the congregation that had prayed him home.
I want you to understand that this is a true miracle. This is what you have been praying for. And I can't get it across. I don't have the word to express to you what is in my heart and what God has done for me. You are looking at a true miracle of God.
A few months later, he headed to Israel to be baptized in the Jordan River. We'd like you to see Dr. Tom today.
The day God healed me, the reaction of the people around me, of my wife, my family, my friends, was exuberant joy. They were so excited, from the physicians down to the people coming in sweeping the floor. They all rejoiced with the miracle that God had done.
No one knows that better than the people who stormed the very throne of God on Tom's behalf.
We had people who would say, well, God woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning this morning and told me to pray for Dr. Prayed for about an hour and went to sleep. Somebody else say, well, I know why you went to sleep. It's because he woke me up at 3 o'clock and he told me to pray for Tom.
It just totally changed my life. I'm a different person. I'm a different Christian. I'm just totally different. My whole life is different.
We just thank the Lord today that he has done this miraculous thing in our midst because we believe and we're his people and we love him.
If I had not have gone through with him what did I went through for months, I stayed with him day and night with this. Then when my own children were diagnosed with cancer, both my daughters, I had the reassurance to know that they were going to come through, that God would heal them, because I saw what he did for Tom.
One of the only things that make it to heaven before you do is your words. To ring in the very ears of God within the throne room of heaven, and God hears our prayers. And the power of prayer is just what activates God. It's what he's waiting for us to hear, to cry out to him, to cry out not only for our needs, but to cry out in worship, to cry out in thanksgiving, to tell God that he's God and that we trust and love him.